Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me here on Monday morning, December the 20th, counting down to Christmas this coming Saturday. And I'm going to talk to you about that and about why Jesus came, because that is why we as followers of Christ, that's why we celebrate December the 25th. Yes, I know that Jesus was not born on December the 25th. We don't know the day on which he was born. But if you listen to my, I believe it was my last podcast, that doesn't really matter. What matters is that we honor and glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and celebrate his coming into this world, God incarnate. And my theme today, my topic today is I want to talk about what the world needs now. What the world needs now. You know, this Christmas season, our world is in turmoil, much as it was on that first Christmas morning when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We have a worldwide pandemic last year. Thousands of people lost their jobs, their livelihood. It is still raging. There is economic disaster here in America right now. I suspect in other countries as well. Inflation, prices are going through the roof. People are struggling to make ends meet. We have a weak president, and our enemies are emboldened. And so it is a dangerous, a perilous, dangerous time in which we live. But much the same, and even, I think, even more extreme, especially if we compare it with things here in America, but it was very difficult and turbulent times when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Think about this for a moment. At that time, a madman, Herod the Great, was ruling in Judea as a client king of the Romans. The Jewish historian Josephus tells us that Herod was so paranoid and ruthless that he murdered two of his own sons when he considered them to be threats to his power. Now, this description of Herod fits the tragic account in Matthew chapter 2, verses 16 through 18, of Herod ordering the massacre of all male infants, 2 years and younger, in around Bethlehem, after he was told of the birth of the Messiah by the wise men from the east. Now, remember, the Messiah was the king of Israel. That's how he was viewed in first century Judaism. They were looking for the Messiah, a descendant of David, who would rule in Israel. Well, Herod thought that he could stop this. Can you imagine the arrogance, thinking that he could stop God's plan and purpose? And in his ruthless, unconscionable, arrogant self, he ordered the murder of all young males 2 years and younger around the region of Bethlehem, you know, thinking that he would wipe out this Messiah that these wise men from the east said they had seen his star. But you know, in spite of this, Herod was very religious. In fact, he would not eat pork, adhering to the Old Testament dietary laws. This prompted Augustus Caesar to remark that he would rather be a pig in Herod's household than a son. A pig was safer than a son. Wow. You know what the world needed then and what the world needs now was not another religion. What the world needed was a savior, which is why God came in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. God did not send a philosopher. He did not send a politician. He did not send an entertainer. He did not send a general. He sent a savior to save us from our sins, for that is where the root problem is for all of humanity. And our man-made religions, even the Christian religion, cannot save us. But our religions are like the fig leaves with which Adam and Eve sought to cover themselves in the presence of God when they realized their nakedness. Now, someone may be asking, what do you mean the Christian religion cannot save us? By Christian religion, I simply am referring to the outward forms and rituals that have been developed throughout history. And so many people today, millions of people, have put their faith not in the person, not in the Savior himself, but they have put their faith in these outward, external forms, being a member of a certain church, going to Mass every Sunday or once a week, adhering to the external rules and regulations. That's what I call the Christian religion, and that will not save us. Only a personal faith in the living God, in the living Savior that he sent into this world, that is what will save us. You know, Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, prophesied that God had visited this world in the birth of Christ. And here's why he said that God was sending Christ to the world. This is in Luke chapter 1, verses 74 through 75. He has sent Christ in the world, Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, said, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in righteousness and holiness all the days of our lives. Oh, what a wonderful Savior we have. And I want to close this episode out by reading from an address made by Queen Elizabeth II several years ago. It really caught my attention and it intrigued me. Obviously, she is a woman of real faith. And in her Christmas address several years ago, she said, "Finding hope in adversity is one of the themes of Christmas. Jesus was born into a world full of fear. The angels came to frighten shepherds with hope in their voices. 'Fear not,' they urged. 'We bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Although we are capable of great acts of kindness, history teaches us that we sometimes need saving from ourselves, from our recklessness and our greed. God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, important though they are, but a Savior with the power to forgive. Forgiveness lies at the heart of the Christian faith. It can heal broken families. It can restore relationships, and it can reconcile divided communities. It is in forgiveness that we feel the power of God's love. In the last verse of this beautiful carol, 'O Little Town of Bethlehem,' there's a prayer. And it goes like this: 'O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today.' That is my prayer for you today, and that's what our world needs today. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyde. This is the Awakening Podcast. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We will talk more about lessons that we can learn from that first Christmas morning. God bless you. See you tomorrow.